you don't buy the Millennium Falcon, the $1,000 Millennium Falcon, for your kids to, you know, like, say, hey, let's watch it fly, and, like, throw it into a wall and it's smashing to pieces.
I could see somebody saying, here, why don't you hold on to this for a minute? Let's see if it flies. Crash!
Crash!
No!
Did you pay that much money for a spaceship that won't fly? It's...
Alan Dean Foster.
And my name is Beth Revis. I'm the author of Rebel Rising, and welcome to Star Wars Tides.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Star Wars Ties. We are continuing our 12 Ties of Christmas with Episode 7. I can't believe we've already been doing this a week, but we've just had so much fun. We just keep coming back for more. I have my faithful host with me, none other than the amazing Lando Fett. How you doing, Landon?
Hey, good. I can't believe it's already been a week of Star Wars fun.
I know. I can't believe it either. We're really close to New Year's, and, I mean, it's amazing how fast this little celebration of the holidays has gone on.
I know. I mean, we're at The Force Awakens if we're going by movies now, aren't we?
That's true. That's true. Well, I hope it's not a premonition for the next one being The Last Jedi.
The Podcast Awakens.
The Podcast Awakens. That might be the name of this episode.
I like that.
I like that, too. It has absolutely no relevance whatsoever to the rest of the content, but hey, it'll work for the episode. The Podcast Awakens. And then the next one will be, let's see, I don't know. As long as you don't disappear, you know, magically at the end of the episode, it'll be okay.
I think we'll be all right. I'm not going to disappear or go to a nudist colony.
Oh, a nudist colony.
Have you heard Mark Hamill? Like, somebody asked him what happened to Luke Skywalker, and he on Twitter, and he said he went to a nudist colony. It's okay.
I'm not sure if I'd want to see Mark Hamill at a nudist colony.
He said that's why he left the robes behind on the rock. They wouldn't let him take him. I thought that was a really good response.
That is a really good response. It kind of gives a whole new meaning to, like, monastery living or something like that.
That's right.
I was living as a recluse Jedi, and then I decided to join a nudist colony, so I had to get rid of the Jedi robes from completely modest to completely just let it all out.
Right.
Thank you for that wonderful image. Sorry, listeners. Well,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, listeners, as we've done over the course of this past week, we're trying to cover one topic an episode, and we, of course, have our timer, faithful timer, buzzing along as we prepare ourselves for the first of many opportunities to talk about, without a doubt, one of our favorite tie-ins to Star Wars, and that is Legos.
Oh, yeah.
This has got to be something we've been looking forward to for so long, just because there's so many different facets of the Lego franchise that are related to Star Wars. So we'll probably take a little bit of time to talk about some of our favorite Star Wars Legos that we actually have. Maybe we've mentioned some of the wish list ones in a previous episode, but maybe some of the ones that we would like to have or like to put together. And then, of course, we'll also talk about the Lego Star Wars television shows, movies, or animated shorts, or whatever they may be, and the video games, which are another facet of the Lego franchise with Star Wars. in its entirety. I mean, it's just amazing how much they've branched out with Lego itself. This was a recommendation of one of our listeners, Christopher Carlson, and Christopher, we certainly appreciate your suggestion and hope that this episode discussion of Lego at least whets your appetite for perhaps us doing this again or getting more in-depth discussion in the future, but at least kind of starts us off fresh with Lego Star Wars.
That's right.
So, Landon, let's do this. What are some of the Lego Star Wars sets that you have built?
That I have built. Now, I've helped people. I don't own them, but I've helped them build them as kind of, I don't know, I was kind of a Lego, I guess you could say, contractor when I was a kid. Like, kids would be like, oh, this is too hard. And I'm like, well, here, let me see it, and I'll work on it for you. And I would do that with my cousins a lot. But one of the ones that I've built and that I still have, I've got it up on my bookshelf in our living room, is a TIE Fighter, and it's a mini TIE Fighter. It was like a 50 to 75 piece TIE Fighter. Mm-hmm. And it makes a little miniature one with a little TIE pilot that sits in the top holding a little blaster. And it's got little missiles that shoot out. That was one of the more recent ones that I've done that's been Star Wars related, because Lola wanted to build that. And she's like, ooh, let's get one that's easy so I can kind of start out, because she didn't really know how to do Legos at that time. I'm like, all right, that'll be a good one. It's not a lot of pieces, pretty simple design, not a whole lot of moving parts on it. And we built it, and that and her Lego snowmobile that she built herself the other day have adventures in space with each other. And
that's
the TIE
awesome.
The TIE pilot always shoots the snowmobile down because he's got missiles and the snowmobile doesn't have anything.
Ah, a Lego snowmobile. Is that like a standard Lego set?
It's the Lego City Collection, and they have like a snow rescue, and they have a snowmobile, a helicopter, and like an ice scientific research station, and she got the snowmobile here a couple of weeks back.
That's really cool. I had the opportunity to introduce Emmeline to real Legos, you know, the official Legos, this year as well, and with Star Wars Legos at that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for my birthday, I was gifted two of the mini Lego sets. They're probably only about, you know, 25 to 50 pieces, like what you said. And I actually got a two-pack, or two individual ones. One of them is a Last Jedi A-Wing.
Oh.
And the other one is Kylo Ren's TIE Fighter.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's a full-size Lego minifigure, you know, the standard Lego minifigures of Kylo Ren and the A-Wing pilot. And they're, of course, oversized, fitting into the actual ships. So it's kind of like sitting on a horse, basically, as far as the ship sizes compared to the other. But it, nonetheless, you know, you're putting the pieces together. So what I did with Emmeline was I brought her into the kitchen and I sat her down at the table and I said, okay, we're going to follow the directions one step at a time, and kind of showed her how to put the pieces in, showed her which piece, you know, went where, had her kind of identify with the picture, here's how to put it together and stuff like that. I mean, eventually she would get bored and kind of wander off and I'd work on it a little bit, but... For the most part, she stuck with me.
Wow.
And we got the A-Wing and Kylo Ren's TIE Fighter together. And probably the most exciting part for her was every time we got something done that was noticeable, you know, we got that piece put on and all of a sudden it really looked like a ship or, you know, whatever, she would, like, take the Lego in its incompleted form and run to show Afton or Jalen or whoever else was in the house. Look and see what we've done. Look and see what we've done. I'm like, sweetheart, it's not finished yet. Let's finish it first. And, you know, I've got to develop the patience for a five-year-old's excitement with Legos. But it's been a lot of fun putting those together. They're great little sets.
Yeah, those little sets are really good. I saw one that was the Millennium Falcon from Solo, and it was the new version. The young Han Solo was the pilot of it, and it was really cool. I thought about getting that one.
Yeah. We had the opportunity to get those Lego sets for my birthday, and it's a big deal for me because I still like Legos and still collect them. I'm scared right now to buy them for her simply because, not because I don't think she could handle it, but her sister, the one-year-old, likes to travel in her room a lot, and I'm scared to get her something where the pieces could come off easily and have it sitting in her room and then have Jalen pick them up and start trying to eat them or something. So right now they're pretty much out of Jalen's reach on my Star Wars shelf, so they're a little bit better placed. But we'll see. In the future, I'd like to get Emmeline more and more Legos just because I think that's something I enjoy, and I enjoy doing it with her.
Have they ever made a Duplo set for younger kids of Star Wars? I don't think they have. I know they've done like a few Disney princesses because we've looked at those, but I don't think they've ever done a Star Wars Duplo set.
I don't think so either. I've seen the Disney princess Duplos. I've seen Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse Duplos because I have most of them.
That's okay. Nothing to be ashamed of there.
Well, for her, not for me.
Well, even if they're for you, I like Mickey Mouse.
I love Mickey Mouse. I'm not so sure I could claim that Elsa's Ice Castle, even though we don't have that one. I don't know. I don't think they do. They do have preschool-age themed toys, but not necessarily Lego that are Star Wars related. I know that PlaySchool came out with a few Star Wars specific figures that are really cool. The micros or whatever. Those are neat. They'll have a lot of small pieces.
I've got one of those Stormtroopers somewhere like that. It's really cool. I'm like, wow, this is really detailed for a kid's toy.
Yeah. They did a really good job with them.
They did.
And then I think they only did like two waves, which is unfortunate, because they could really do a lot with that and really reach a demographic of, well, basically our kids, you know, the kids of the Star Wars fans who really want their kids to play with toys, but they know they're too young and don't want to give them, you know, a 3¾-inch figure with a small blaster, especially if the wives are like, no, they can't play with guns. It's like, yeah, I know, they can't play with guns. You know, lightsabers, are those okay? Yeah, laser swords are okay. Okay, good. Yeah. And I mean, I'm all for it, too. I'm not ready for my small child girl to think it's perfectly okay to shoot a blaster.
Yeah, yeah, we've had the talk with Lola that, you know, that's not real, that in real life, if you shoot somebody like that, it's not good.
Yeah, it's not entertainment at that point.
No, it's scary and sad and unfortunate.
Exactly. So anyway, back to Legos.
Back to fun stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, we went way off.
We did.
We have a dark side of Star Wars ties.
We did.
Anyway, so what is another Lego that you have completed or finished building?
Oh, one that I've completed building was the first generation X-Wing of the Lego Star Wars.
Yeah.
When they first came out back around Phantom Menace.
Right.
My cousin, who to this day has like three of those huge Sterilite containers just full of different parts of Legos, he got the X-Wing and he and I built that in one afternoon together.
Awesome.
Had a great time. And like, I just like playing with the minifigs. Like, I didn't know this until I kind of did a little bit of research for the show, but Lego minifigs are really collectible.
Yes, they are. It's kind of bizarre, actually.
It is.
How I read that somewhere. Where did I read that? Probably in a Star Wars Insider magazine, just like everything else, how certain minifigures of Star Wars Legos are actually collectible. Like, valuable collectibles, because they only were released with certain sets, and those sets were only limited releases at certain times, so there were only so many of those figures available in the market. And we're talking about the minifigure pieces, you know, like the Yoda minifigure or whatever. And it's just, I'm sitting there going, I actually read through the list, and I'm like, yeah, I have none of these figures, so I was not at any risk of... I have a lot of Star Wars Legos, I have a lot of Legos, but I do not have any of the coveted, high-valued minifigures.
Yeah, there was one that I saw, it was a Yoda that had a t-shirt on that said, I love New York, or I heart New York, is like really supposed to be really expensive.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the minifigures, I got in the mail just, let's see,
the
other day, this really awesome Yoda minifigure keychain. Compliments of some, you know, nerf herder out. You know, just a little bit east of here.
Yeah, he's a big nerf herder from what I've heard.
I certainly appreciate that. And the Shadows of the Empire Luke. Now, that was awesome. I pulled that out. Afton was like, do you have that one? I said, nope, I don't have this one.
Well, I just got a text message from Rob, and he's like, where did you find that Princess Leia? Because I sent him a Princess Leia Shadows of the Empire
figure in the Boosh.
Yeah.
Boosh Leia. Yeah, I've got that one.
He said, I didn't even know that existed. And I'm like, yeah, man. I said, they made a series, you know, when the books came out. And, you know, they're kind of hard to find, you know, all complete. I said, so I gave Stout Luke and you got Leia. I said, I split them up just like in the movies.
Aw. So we're on Tatooine.
Aw. And Rob got a Darth Vader Lego minifig keychain.
Well, I mean, he is Rob Vader, so.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, Stout will get that joke. He'll get it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Because I've got a Boba Fett one on my keys for the house and for work.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm going to figure out how I'm going to use that keychain. I've got a lot of keys, so I'm sure I could find a way to make it of valuable use in my household. My wife is rolling her eyes as I say that.
And the Lego store in Raleigh, oh my goodness, like... They had a Jabba keychain that I saw. Like, it was a two-piece. Like, the keychain was in his head, and you connected the head to the slug body. But it was kind of
awesome.
Big. It was like for a big set of keys. They had different, like, Starship pilots. Like, they had an X-wing pilot, an A-wing pilot, and a Y-wing pilot.
How did they distinguish them?
They had different color uniforms on the...
Okay. Like red, yellow, and blue, or something like that?
The A-wing had, like, the green flight suit. And like the open helmet with like the pink visor in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Y-wing had on like a blue, and he had on like just the normal X-wing helmet, but instead of having the Rebel Alliance symbols in red, they were in blue on the helmet.
Oh, wow.
And then the X-wing, he was wearing the traditional like orange with the traditional, you know, X-wing pilot's helmet.
Right. Cool.
They had a Darth Sidious. They had a Kylo Ren. They had a Rey. They had Rey on Jakku. They had Jedi Rey from The Last Jedi. What else did they have? They had Princess Leia. Like, they had all the versions of Princess Leia there.
Now, where is the Jedi store? The Lego store in Raleigh?
It is in, I want to say, the Crabtree Mall. Let me pull up the address on that, actually, else I may be telling you wrong. They've got one in Charlotte. It's not as big as the one in Raleigh, but they still have all the figures at the Lego store, and it's in the South Park.
I'm familiar with the South Park Mall, and I think I've been to the Crabtree Mall on my way down to the Outer Banks. We used to stop there to let Emily stretch her legs when she was a little girl.
Yep, it's in the Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh, and it's right across the way from the Disney store.
Awesome. Might have to make an excuse to go back.
It was a good one. If you're in Charlotte, that one there's really good, too. I mean, they had a lot of, like, of the medium-sized sets. Now, the Lego store in Raleigh, I mean, they had, like, the $500 Death Star, the $700 Y-Wing Technic series, which looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had, like, that $1,000 Millennium Falcon Technic series.
Yeah, the massive, like, 15,000-piece one or whatever.
But it's so detailed. I'm like Lola looked at that, and she's like, ooh, let's get that one. I like how it looks. I'm like, yeah, I like how that one looks, but I don't like how it costs.
Yeah, well, no Lego is. The one downside of Legos is their expense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know there are a lot of investment pieces. Like, you know, you don't buy the Millennium Falcon, the $1,000 Millennium Falcon, for your kids to, you know, like, say, hey, let's watch it fly, and, like, throw it into a wall, and it's smashing to pieces.
I could see somebody saying, here, why don't you hold on to this for a minute? Let's see if it flies. Crash!
Crash! No! Did you pay that much money for a spaceship that won't fly?
That's about right.
That's like, those are kind of like, you know, for, I hate to say it, for the nerds like me and you, the adult Lego people.
Oh, yeah,
that have
definitely.
Them out on their bookshelf or on their coffee table. And
don't be embarrassed to say that. That's the
just
truth.
Just kind of have them out on display.
You know that's the demographic they're aiming for.
Oh, yeah. The adults with money and jobs, they want those big dollars from them.
Well, I don't know about you, but that rules me out.
Yeah, I don't have big money. I'm about keychain is about all I can afford.
The only big bucks I have might be shot with a shotgun or a rifle. And I don't go hunting that often, so probably not.
Probably not.
Sorry, that was a really bad joke.
That's okay. Not bad jokes here.
That's true. We're full of bad jokes. To answer my own question as far as some of the Legos that I have built, I've mentioned the three-dimensional Yoda, which is still probably one of my crowning jewels. I also have the Republic gunship from Attack of the Clones, which is awesome Lego.
I love that.
And then I have, again, all of these are at my parents' house, probably collecting dust in my dad's shed because my wife didn't want them in my bedroom anymore. When she was dating me, she kept complaining about the Legos being so apparent. And I guess it's probably not a bad idea now that my kids are staying in that room because they would be demolished by now. But the third one was a TIE fighter. I actually had the full-size Lego TIE fighter. So the one that would probably match your X-Wing.
Yep. It was it that same Phantom Menace generation?
I don't remember when I got it. It could have been the Phantom Menace generation. It could have just been one of the later ones. I remember it had some blue on it, which gave it a little bit of color, a pop of some color. Like the X that went across on the wings. There was an X kind of design that kind of gave it a little bit of a different look. It wasn't nearly as late as Force Awakens. So it was, you know, somewhere in the early 2000s that I would have gotten it and put it together. But like your cousin, I think it was you mentioned.
Yeah.
I have lots of Sterilite bins of Lego pieces at my parents' house. Like probably three or four of nothing but Legos.
That's so cool. I love Legos.
I do too. I mean, I could go right now, open one of those Sterilite bins, and spend hours just putting stuff together. Just playing. Just having no problem.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be fun for me. And my five-year-old might enjoy it with me, but the rest of the house would. My brother might succumb to his childhood self at some point and play, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
He's too
Give in to the dark side.
Yeah, he's too old for that.
You're never too old for Legos.
That's what I say. But anyway, let's see. I'm trying to think if I got any other. I know I have a Darth Maul figure, like minifigure. Mm-hmm. So that means I had a Tatooine-themed Lego. I don't think it was the Sith Infiltrator because I always wanted that one and I never got it.
That one was cool. That was a cool set.
A really cool set. But I know I had the Darth Maul, like, with the hood on from that point, the Tatooine portion of Phantom Menace. I don't remember what set it would have been that he would have appeared in. So, that I'm not sure of. Maybe it was his speeder bike.
Could be.
Maybe it was his speeder bike. I don't know. But anyway, I know I had that one, because I remember having the Darth Maul figure and the Qui-Gon Jinn figure. And I'm trying to think. There is a very distinct possibility, if I'm not mistaken, that I also had the Otha Gunga speeder, the underwater speeder.
Oh, yeah.
Submarine. I think I had that one, which was a really cool Lego. That was a lot of fun to put together with the bubbles and everything like that. So if I remember correctly, I had that one. I don't remember. Again, some of these I'd have to go back and look and see if they're still together, or if I've still just got the pieces for them and I'd have to go back and put them back together again. But anyway, those the Lego figure sets are just awesome. I mean, all of them are great, and I don't think there's a bad Lego set out there if you're looking for Star Wars Legos. And we've talked about some of the ones that we would want, like you wanted the Cloud City set,
yeah,
and I wanted the Yoda on Dagobah set. But let's go big or go home here.
Ooh,
if
okay.
You could have, I mean, I'm assuming it would be the Millennium Falcon, but we're talking about those, you know, those highly expensive dork-centered adult dork-centered sets. What would be the one you would probably go to?
Oh, gosh. I would definitely go for the Millennium Falcon or the Y-Wing. The Y-Wing in that adult collector set, as I'm probably going to call it. The Y-Wing on that thing is so detailed. There are little copper-colored pieces that make it look like tubing running from the engines up to the cockpit and all over the ship. It's so cool.
Yeah.
But that would probably be mine. I would probably go with the Y-Wing. I've always liked the design of the Y-Wings.
Yeah, I can understand that. I would love the Millennium Falcon myself.
That would be
the Y-Wing sounds really cool, but I think if I could, you know, if I could go for any one, I want the Death Star one.
Oh.
I mean,
that.
Those are amazing, and like the other two, the detail on that Lego is just awesome.
It's incredible.
It's absolutely just absolutely amazing. It's pretty rocking. Just and of course you've got the sphere concept. So you're going to be building it with its own. You got to have a stand for it and everything like that. And I mean, Lego thinks of everything. They give you all that stuff in the box.
Oh yeah.
So it's just awesome. So that would be the one I would go after. As I was saying that, I realized there's one other set that I had that I forgot. I really enjoyed putting together, and that was I had the Jabba's Palace set.
Oh, I remember that one. I liked that one too. I thought that was really neat.
So where you had kind of a gate where Luke Skywalker went in, and I'm pretty sure it came with a Slave Leia figure. Slave Leia minifigure Lego, which is
that's cool.
Pretty cool. But the really cool one was the Jabba the Hutt figure. I mean, that's just, again, just a clever molding with Lego. So there are some great sets out there, listeners. If you've never really looked into the Star Wars Lego figure sets, go down the toy aisle one time, even if you don't have kids, and just look and see what they've got. Because, I mean, even the highly detailed, like, platinum sets or whatever that Landon and I are talking about that we kind of say are geared towards the adult collectors, those are really cool. But even the standard Lego sets have a lot of detail and are just...
They do.
They're just really neat sets. And there's a lot of high-quality material that they take from as far as what they design these models after. And it's just so much fun to put Legos together.
It really is.
Find somebody to do it with, make it a community effort, and it's like putting a puzzle together. It's a whole lot more fun with other people, so you can bicker and complain about how someone else is doing it wrong, and then when you get the Lego put together, you're like, all right, now we can play with it. And that makes it even more fun. And then, you know, falls apart, who cares? You can put it right back together again.
Build it back, that's right.
Exactly, that's the whole point of Lego.
And if you're wanting to get started, and if you're like, you know, like we've just said, if you're on a budget, the newer sets are a good way to start. They do have some discontinued sets, like I've been looking here at a few of them that have been discontinued. They have a discontinued Super Star Destroyer from, it looks like, the Attack of the Clones time period was when the box came out, because it has a clone trooper on it. But that thing is $1,089, and it's not the highly detailed one either. It's just the regular Super Star Destroyer.
Right. So, yeah, keep your eyes open for the stuff that's out now.
Yeah.
Don't go after the collector items that are rare and hard to find. Because, I mean, even the new stuff, well, I mean, not even the new stuff, just the new stuff, they're incorporating more detail into the newer sets.
Oh, yeah.
That provide you, I mean, like the one I mentioned, the Yoda's Dagobah training or whatever, where Luke and Yoda are on Dagobah and training. That's a new set that came out this year. And it's just a really cool looking set. If you look at the R2-D2 minifigure, he's got like the slime and gunk on him from when he fell into the swamp. You know, they didn't have do that to that figure, but they did. And I mean, it adds that much more character to the sets.
Attention to detail is second to none on these sets.
So LEGO does an amazing job of that kind of thing. In addition to the LEGO figure sets, which are, of course, warranting the majority of our conversation because that's probably what got us into LEGO and Star Wars combined. Let's transition over briefly to the movies or cartoons, LEGO animations that have come out that are related to Star Wars. Did you ever see the Phantom? No, I'm sorry. It wasn't the Phantom Menace.
I know which one you're talking about. It was kind of the spoof of it.
The Padawan Menace. The Padawan Menace. There it is.
I've seen bits and pieces of that. Me and Lola watched that together one day, and she thought that was hilarious. She thought it was funny, and then we went and played with our Legos after watching a few minutes. And she's like, I want to play with those Legos. I'm like, all right, let's go play, and we never finished. But it was really good. It was a really good, like, sit down with your kids. You know, like, there's some funny parts for the kids, but there's some stuff that adults are going to laugh at, too, type.
Exactly.
TV shows.
Definitely. Which is, I think, the case with most of the LEGO movies and everything like that, like LEGO Batman and the LEGO Movie. So coming out with a sequel too, which is pretty cool. So all of those are pretty awesome. But yeah, we watched. That was actually my daughter's introduction to the Star Wars universe.
Oh, nice.
Because I didn't think she was old enough at the time. She was only probably like 2 or 3 to see, you know, a 2.5 hour full length feature film. And you know, I knew she wouldn't have the patience for a live action movie because my kid really only watches animation right now. She doesn't see a lot of live animation stuff. So I introduced her. I have the DVD of it, or Blu-ray, one of the two. And I showed it to her, and she laughed and giggled along with it. And she loves it when, you know, C-3PO got blown into pieces and then puts himself back together or whatever. Stuff like that.
They're just kind of, they're really lighthearted. Like, they don't take themselves too seriously. And that's what's fun about watching those.
Exactly. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be enjoyable. They don't necessarily make fun of Star Wars, but it is. I actually did a spoofs episode with Caleb a few days ago. And we were talking about briefly how LEGO was one of the companies that did spoofs or parodies of Star Wars. And they did, but they did it in their own way. And what they've ended up doing with Disney is they've created their own LEGO Star Wars universe that's a completely separate entity from the Star Wars canon. And that's, you know, with the Freemaker Adventures that we've had a couple to 3 seasons, maybe 2 or 3. Disney, I have not had the pleasure of seeing very many of those. But the fact of the matter is they have them. And it's supposed to not necessarily tie into the official canon, but it becomes its own universe canon, the LEGO Star Wars canon, which is just fascinating in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Freemaker Adventures at all?
Not really. I've seen the previews for it, but I've never sat down and watched them.
The premise is pretty interesting. It's basically, you know, once again, you've got a Force-sensitive kid who doesn't realize that he's Force-sensitive until, you know, the circumstances that occur, and his family are junk dealers in kind of the outskirts of the galaxy, and they run across this planet where he picks up like one of the original lightsabers, if not the original lightsaber ever made.
Ooh, cool.
And the Emperor and Darth Vader are after that particular lightsaber because they think it'll help them rule the galaxy, and I think it's because the entire lightsaber was made out of kyber crystals, but I'm not positive.
Oh, wow.
Like the whole hilt or whatever. I can't remember. I've only seen bits and pieces of it, so I'm not 100% clear. And anyway, so that's kind of the premise, is that, you know, now he's traveling around the galaxy with his family and being chased by the Empire because he's in possession of it, and they suspect that he's in possession of it, and they're trying to find him and follow him and track it down. And he apparently runs into, like, Mon Mothma and a few of the other rebel characters. So it takes place kind of in the OT era, but
nice.
It's its own separate entity. It's supposed to take place completely devoid of, you know, any of the Rogue One or original Star Wars canon stuff, which makes it also very cool.
I'll have to check that out. That sounds really good. That's a cool story, too, for a children's show.
For a children's show, yeah. And once again, it had stuff for the adults and stuff for the kids. You know, stuff where my daughter was like, well, that's kind of scary. I'm like, yeah, it is, but, you know, it's okay. It's LEGO. It'll be all right. And then some, you know, slapstick comedy pops in. Huh, okay, yep, that was funny. and she's giggling and laughing right beside me. So it's a win-win there. And I'd say the other franchise that LEGO has absolutely just expounded upon are the LEGO Star Wars video games.
Yes.
I can't think of a more fun set of video games to play than the LEGO Star Wars video games.
They are. We used to play them some back in college, like when, you know, we didn't have a whole lot going on. You know, we didn't have anything we were having to study for. But nobody really wanted to play like a quote-unquote serious game. They just wanted something to, you know, waste a couple of minutes or hours on. That was what we usually played, was LEGO Star Wars of some type.
Oh, yeah. Well, any of the LEGO games are good. I have LEGO Star Wars. I have LEGO Harry Potter. And, I mean, they're funny. They kind of follow the storylines of the movie, but they don't. And then they do. And you're collecting, you know, the small one little...
all the pieces.
Ringlet pieces or whatever, and you're building Legos. I mean, it's... have you ever watched... sounds like a sidetrack, but have you ever seen, with Lola, Word World? Is it Word World?
No.
It's a PBS show, I think. And it's, you know, all the characters, all the items in the show are made up of the letters that spell the word of the item. So there's a dog.
Oh, cool.
And the dog... It looks like a dog, but they've shaped the D-O-G letters to look like a dog.
Oh,
same thing with the tree and bear and duck and all these others. And anyway, they collect letters, and then it's like at random moments in the show, we've got to build a word to make the new item that we need, whether it be a boat or a car or a, you know, fill in the blank. So they put the words together, and then it creates the shape of those words. So that's kind of what pops my mind when I think about the LEGO games. Is you're collecting these Lego pieces because you have to build some sort of a piece, some sort of a completed project in order to move forward to the next level. So let's build a Lego, you know, kind of popped in my mind. That's parenting kind of overflowing with a little bit of my Lego playing experience in the past and me making a connection that's probably not relevant to most people that are listening. But anyway,
I get it.
It works. And I mean, anytime I play the Lego Star Wars games, those are the kind of things that I just love. They're slapstick. They're funny. You know, you take your lightsaber and you slice through a droid. And even though, you know, in the movies, it would just have a nice little slash mark going through it. When you do it in the Lego game, the whole piece just explodes into multiple small pieces as it just shatters across. And then you're running through. I mean, it's little things like that. It's just like so much fun. The only part I can't say I don't like it, but the only part that kind of throws you off is, which LEGO Star Wars do you have?
We have the Force Awakens LEGO Star Wars.
Okay, because the original LEGO Star Wars game is, I think, the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
And then the LEGO Star Wars 2 game was the original trilogy, which was backwards because, of course, that's not how they were, you know, the movies were released. And it was confusing when I first got it because I was like, the original LEGO Star Wars, why is it not the original trilogy?
Yeah.
It's the prequel trilogy, which I'm not, I mean, whatever, but I'm pretty sure that's the one. I think I've got the original one. I don't think I actually have the original trilogy one.
I don't think I do either. We just got Force Awakens. I've been looking for those original ones, and I found them for GameCube. I know they had one... the first one for GameCube, and it was a really big seller.
Yeah, that's what I have it on. I have it on GameCube. And it's a great game. I love it. And
it really is.
It's one that I would still play today if I played video games regularly, which I don't. But if I did, that would be one I'd pull out. That and Rogue Squadron are the two Star Wars games that I would play regularly. And again, it's mostly because they're small, they're short missions. The LEGO Star Wars games are just so lighthearted anyway.
You can't
play it and get mad at it. You really
and the gameplay is not bad either. I mean, it controls well, and you know, it's not overly difficult is what I like. You can just kind of go on autopilot and not have to think so much about things.
Right. And I mean, if worse comes to worse, you're not really doing the missions. You're just running around slashing stuff and picking up Lego pieces.
That's right. Slashing the band at Mos Eisley and the music stops.
Yeah.
I love doing that.
It's truly an enjoyable gaming experience. If you're a video game fan, we highly recommend the LEGO video games, but specifically the LEGO Star Wars video games, since this is a Star Wars podcast, after all.
Play the other ones, but get the Star Wars games. They're fun.
They are. They're really fun. Let's see. Of course, you've got the LEGO collectibles in general. We talked about the keychains.
Mm-hmm.
What else LEGO Star Wars kind of pops in your head?
Besides the keychains and the minifigs, the minifigs are a big market.
Yeah.
I know the comic store in Asheville, I'm trying to think of what the name of it is right now off the top of my head, Comic Envy. They mm-hmm. used to just have a wall of different Star Wars minifigs and bags. They had, like, the clones that were on Kashyyyk during Revenge of the Sith, the camoed ones, which were really cool. They had, this had different styles of clone troopers that had different jobs, which I thought was always really neat. They had some villains. They had some heroes. I was looking here on eBay at some of the most popular ones of the minifigs, and Darth Revan is one of the most popular ones. They only made a limited number of him, and he's like $48 by himself.
Wow. I don't remember Darth Revan even. I mean, what would he have been a set for?
He was just a figure by himself. Like, he was just a collectible figure by himself.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
There's a seller that has him and an A-Wing pilot and the silver C-3PO and Admiral Yularen as a set for $100.
Wow. That's not bad for $100, except for the fact that when you're looking at them, it's minifigures. You know, these are the small Lego figures. It's kind of unbelievable that the figures are what's racking up the price. To me, it's just kind of one of those things I'm still trying to wrap my head around, I guess.
I know, it was just like, hey, we've got these figures, but they have, like, no set, but they can go with any set, I guess, that you want. Like, I could see the Yularen on a Death Star set.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's really cool.
And it's the old man Admiral Yularen, too.
So basically, like, from Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah.
Cool. Or the original trilogy. Wasn't he in the original trilogy, supposedly?
I think he was on the Death Star.
Yeah, I think he was, too.
Because I've seen a thing where somebody has done, like, a shot-by-shot analysis of all the officers who were on the Death Star, and he's kind of in the corner of one of the shots in the white uniform.
Mm-hmm. I vaguely remember listening to another Star Wars podcast on Rebel Force Radio and them talking about how he made his progression through Clone Wars to Rebels to being, you know, all of those appearances in those cartoons led to, of course, the original appearance in the original movie.
Yeah. They have a Thrawn Lego minifig that comes with a building set.
Now, I would love that.
He is, let me pull up the one that he's in.
Yeah,
he's
me,
in one of
send
the,
me the link.
Yeah, let me pull that up. I was looking at that a minute ago because it's him and Kanan Jarrus are the two figures that come with that set.
Ah.
And it's the, I can never think of the Phantom, the little ship that was on the Ghost, the little side ship that they would, like when they wanted to fly in stealth and not be seen.
Right, I know. That's
yep,
cool.
They've got, yeah, let me send you that link because it comes with Thrawn, Chopper, and Kanan.
Cool.
Shoot you that link here.
Yeah. While you're doing that, another Lego part or a Lego collectible that I'd not really thought about was the actual, I know you've probably seen them, the Lego figures
mm-hmm.
that are of people. Like,
yes.
You put together the Lego and it becomes, you know, a Death
person.
Trooper or Jyn Erso, or they had the Shore Troopers from.
I've seen those. Those are cool. I like those too.
Yeah, those, I've never bought one, though I've seen them on clearance and really thought about it, but that would be something I would love to have. I mean, those are really cool. All right, man, I've never seen this Lego kit before.
I'd never seen it either until we started talking about Legos and I pulled it up.
That's really cool. So, listeners, what we're looking
That's
at
a cool
is a Star Wars Rebels Lego set, and it looks like it came out around the time of Rogue One because it's got the Death Trooper on it, so it was probably a 2015 release, or 16. When did Rogue One come out? 16. 2016 release. Maybe early 17. Right around season 4 of Star Wars Rebels, which would have made sense with Thrawn and the blind Kanan. And, I mean, that's just, how much is that? That's $36.
That's a cool set.
It's in stock on January 1st. So, maybe, I wonder how long this set's been out. I mean, it looks like it's a Rogue One set.
It does. Oh, now this one going to Rogue One
cool.
is,
oh,
I pulled up another one. It's Vader's Castle.
Oh, I've heard about that one.
Oh my gosh, it comes with two palace guards, Darth Vader, an Imperial security trooper, Darth Vader, like in the back tank where he had the respirator and was just kind of had his pants on, and it comes with his TIE Advance that you can park in the basement of the castle.
That's cool. I've got something that you could get. It's the Microfighter series, which is actually the series that I was talking about when I was explaining the ones that I have for Emelin, the ones that I got for my birthday. I just sent you a link for it. This is the Ghost.
Oh, let's pull that up here. Oh, that is awesome. I would love to have that one.
That's a really cool one. All right, I'm going to look up that Vader's Castle.
Vader's Castle. Apparently, it says it's an Amazon exclusive.
Really? Now that's cool. I see it now. Oh, it's a holiday toy list.
It's so cool.
We have the troop transport from Solo. Sorry.
Oh, I see that one.
If you like this, you'll like these. It's Star Wars Legos. I'll like any of them. That is a really cool castle. I want that castle. Does it come with the TIE Bomber or the TIE Advance too? Yeah, it does.
It does, yeah.
Sweet.
You can park it in the basement.
That's pretty cool. All right, so let me see if I can find that microfighter. They have a U-Wing microfighter. That's kind of cool.
Hmm.
And an X-Wing one, of course. Hmm. Let's do microfighter Last Jedi.
Oh, I see the one with Kylo Ren.
Yeah, the Kylo Ren one was is... Oh, time's up. yeah. Happens again.
It's all right.
We're talking about Legos. I mean, it's just hard to resist.
Those micro fighters are the best. I love those little things.
Yes. I mean, it's just really cool what they've got out there, you know?
It is, and it's all just so detailed and so neat. And
there it
is. Takes you back to when you were a kid.
All right. So did you see the one I was looking for? It was the A-Wing versus the TIE Silencer.
I think I may have. Yes, I see that one.
Yeah. That's
that
what
one's
I,
cool. I like
that's
that.
What I got, and that's what Emily and I put together.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that.
To kind of bring it full circle, since you link to it in case. But yeah, so you had the A-Wing, and then you had TIE Silencer, and you just, I mean, that's it. And what you see is what you get with the picture below it, where you've got the figures separated, and, you know, the little maintenance palette or whatever for the A-Wing, and then the extra missiles and everything like that. It's pretty cool.
That is awesome. I like that.
Yeah, it was a total of 188 pieces, so it was about 50-something pieces or 60-something pieces each, which is really cool.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That would be a
fun... It was perfect for, you know, something like that. I see the Microfighter Millennium Falcon you were talking about, and that one looks pretty cool. Not going to lie.
Ooh, that one's got Chewie with it.
Yeah, it does. Speaking of Chewie, that is the only Shadows of the Empire figure now I think I have left to get.
Hmm.
I'll have to see the original figures. Well, I mean, I'm going to keep my eye open for one in packaging.
Track one of those down in my travels.
Yeah, if you see one, let me know, because I'm going to eBay it, I'm sure, at some point in the future. That's the only figure I've got that in box that is of, like, figures, not the sets with, like, ships and stuff like that. That's the only figure out of in box that I don't have. It's him in the Bounty Hunter costume or whatever.
There's a good chance I might know a place that's fairly local that might have one.
Oh, okay. Well, let me know, because if it's close by, I might go by and get it.
There's a place in Canton. It's called Yesterday's Toys and Comics.
Uh-huh.
And he has everything from, like, 1960s and 70s Superman figures, like, some out, some still in the box, all the way up to toys today.
Wow.
And he has a huge section of, like, Star Wars and Star Trek toys.
Hmm. Where is that?
It is on Main Street in Canton. It is across from a restaurant, the Mexican restaurant called the Three Compass in Canton.
Okay. I'll see if I can convince my wife to go to Canton with me sometime and look at the retro toy store.
Well, I mean, they're opening up a cupcake store across from the toy store, too, called A La Cupcakes. You'd be like, hey, let's go get some cupcakes. And while I'm here, I'm just going to cross the street and go to the toy store.
Subtle. Might work.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I knew
subtle.
It was a cool place. When he had Castle Grayskull from He-Man, and he had clone troopers, like, sitting around it, guarding it, like, as one of the displays.
That's pretty cool. Good deal. Well, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, we did get buzzed, so we'll have to put this one in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to our episode about Lego. I think we've covered about every section of the Lego Star Wars franchise possible. Obviously, none of it nearly as detailed as it should be, but still.
Oh, no.
This was a lot of fun. This was a fun episode.
This was fun. There's a reason we went over.
Yeah, there's a reason we like Lego so much, and it's just because we have so much fun dealing with them.
That's right.
So, once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to our Lego episode of the 12 Ties of Christmas, day number 7. So, Landon, let's see here. What kind of blue milk are we going to sign off with today?
Oh, it's Christmas time, and I've been on a Danish butter cookie kick, so let's do Danish butter cookie flavored.
Okay. Those are delicious.
And that kind of fits in with Lego, too. They're a Danish company, I believe.
That's true.
Are they Danish or Swedish? I can't remember.
I think they're Swedish.
I think they are. Sorry.
I think they're Swedish.
Didn't want to offend anybody.
But still, you know, we're European at least, you know.
That's right.
Northern European. So nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this episode about Legos, and we hope that you will enjoy your Danish butter cookie blue milk.
Mm.
May the force be with you.
Bye.
So what are you going to do with all this free time? Record a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, she said, well, you going to record your show? I'm like, yeah, that'll probably be the best time to do it. She's like, well, good.
Which is why it would be so perfect to be on the podcast. They could
exactly.
be the foil for us, you know, for the people that are listening to a Star Wars podcast that have never seen Star Wars. Of course, why they would listen to a Star Wars podcast, I'm not really sure, but hey, we're here for you too.
That's right, we're here to entertain. We're here to entertain and inform.
Lamar Burton, there it is. Gosh. Anyway, I was trying to think of a Star Trek name. The actors and character in Star Trek. Lamar Burton's. I'm looking at my wife and she's like, I don't know, I don't watch Star Trek. It was Next Gen, if that makes you feel better. No? He even did a Reading Rainbow episode where he wears the costume.
I remember that one. I thought that one was so cool.
Sure you don't want to join? Positive? Did you say hi to Landon before?
Hi, Landon.
He said hi back. We're joining it. Okay. Alright. I will admit, we did clothing and accessories, Caleb and I did, and it got a little awkward when we started talking about Star Wars underwear towards the end, so...
Oh, Lord.
needless
That's
to say...
That's no moon.
Oh,